I was convinced when we were doing the planning for this conference that this was going to be the most entertaining session of the conference. After that panel this morning, it's going to come close. But I do know, I don't think we have ever had a speaker who presented in costume. So it still is going to be one of our most entertaining presentations. So Laura Frederick is joining us today. I was really excited to get Laura to come because while what she's doing nowadays is not directly related to renewables, she's had a long history of working in areas that, including in our industry. And so I knew she could come and present to us on a topic that was a good lunchtime topic, but yet still relate to everybody in the audience who's working on renewables. So Laura's been practicing for over 25 years. She started off working around the globe in lots of big law firms. Then she ended up in-house at a couple different companies, including Tesla. And then she decided to leave all of that and start her own boutique law firm. And it was focused on commercial contracts. I know I sent lots of clients her way. But I was really sad because she closed her doors at the end of last year, and I can't send clients her way anymore. But the reason why is so cool and I think such a unique story. So Laura, pretty early in the pandemic, started posting on LinkedIn, and she had given herself this challenge to do 30 straight days of LinkedIn posts. And each one was on just a little tip about doing contracts. And it quickly gained a huge audience, including myself. I still look for them every day on LinkedIn. And she got better and better at it. She started adding these really great drawings. And so it's a really fun, entertaining thing. I highly recommend following her on LinkedIn. You'll get your daily contract drafting tip, something funny to go with it. And that then turned into a book, which became an Amazon bestseller. And so you can also get her book on practical tips on how to contract. And then that turned into doing sessions for people, which has now turned into an entire event. And she just had her most recent one a couple weeks ago called Contracts Con. And who knew you could have a huge conference in Vegas about drafting contracts? But turns out it was wildly successful and very popular and continues to grow every year. So I also highly recommend all of that to you. Great contract drafting tips, whether you're doing commercial contracts, which is what Laura tends to focus on, but even if you do other types of contracts, like I still find what she posts very relevant to what I might be doing in an M&A deal or a financing or anything like that. So hop on your phone, go to LinkedIn, hit follow, and join me in welcoming Laura.
Thank you, everyone. Oh, thank you. So I'm so excited to be here. I actually attended this conference in 2020, not long after I first opened my law firm, because I was in the renewable energy space and knew this was the place to be. So it's real exciting for me to be back. It's also real exciting for me with Becky, because my very first contract training, public contract training I did under the name How to Contract, was in the summer of 2020, and Becky was one of my speakers on that. So Becky and I have this long history with this business and working together. So you may have noticed that there's something different about me compared to the other speakers. And what it is that I've got a Chuck Norris artisanal water that is powering me up for this session. So watch out. But I also am in costume, and as Becky mentioned, we had Contracts Con. Every speaker had to be in costume for that event. And I find by combining kind of fun, silly concepts and stories with sophisticated contract training, sophisticated negotiation training, it makes the whole thing a lot more enjoyable and easier to remember. So we are going to get started. Make sure I do this right. So our first, this whole session is really, oops, I got to make sure I stay here. This session is based on this hypo. And we've got Hydra before he started getting into all the chaos and destruction. And he had a hydrating moisturizer that he sold from his day spa. And we have Hercules, who I'm channeling, who wanted to do a contract with him to resell it.